Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Boxer Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. Guys, we've got 9 games to discuss on this lovely Thursday. It's Thursday, right? Yo. Where's the week going? Yes, it is Thursday, the 15th in January. Luckily, we are only halfway through the month of January in 2026. By the way, 9 games to talk about. Super excited to get on the slate. A bunch of action, some returns, some exciting news of people returning tomorrow too. Crazy, crazy, crazy. A bunch of stuff to talk about. Let's not waste time and get straight to the action. First game of the day. Yeah, man, this is actually a fun one. This is in Germany. Look at these guys, man. NBA going international. They play it at 11 a.m. my time in the PST time. So that was 2 o'clock Eastern. If you guys were able to watch it, that's pretty dope. I unfortunately did not get a chance to see it. I would love to, though. But the Orlando Magic win it over the Memphis Grizzlies. Franz Wagner wins it in his home country. That's kind of dope. And Mo played, too. That's pretty dope. We'll go ahead and check on the Grizzlies first. Of course, there is no Ja Morant. I don't even know if he plays a game for this team again, like forever. I really don't know. We'll see. So we'll go ahead and check on everybody. And also, I heard you guys know the Zach Edey news. Another 6 weeks. That could be just like a full shutdown. Like, we really don't know what's going on. We'll talk about the guys that were there. That's what's important. Cedric Howard, a nice 17-3-2 with 3 triples, 6-12 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He's just been kind of chill, man, which is really nice. He's been fairly consistent. The shooting's been good. Free throw's been good. Defensive stats are like kind of there sometimes. He had 2 blocks in this one, which is nice. Sometimes they're not, though. But he's been good. I hope you guys have held throughout the year because he's been one of the more exciting rookies to roster this year. No Ja Morant. That means Cam Spencer played. Cam Spencer has not been shooting well. That hot shooting, though, when he was shooting like 50% from the field and just was lighting up like crazy from deep. Yeah, that was going to fall off eventually. There's no way it was going to hold. I don't think he's Steph Curry. But he had 7-7-11. I love the PRA stats he got. That's like a Draymond-esque line, but he shot 2-7 from the field, which is rough, and 3-3 from the free throw line. Santi Aldama, like I said a while ago, I just trust it. It just works. 18-5, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4 triples, and he was 100% from deep. Crazy. 54% from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. He just stays relevant. And honestly, with Zach Edey out, man, like, if you took a hit on him and think like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to use him until these guys get healthy, he's like rest of the season. Crazy, crazy. JJJ, big game from JJJ. Love this from JJJ. 30 points, 3 rebounds. Of course, you can't always expect him to rebound. I mean, he's 7 foot, but he doesn't rebound. But 2 steals, 2 blocks here, 3 triples. Love that. Beautiful. 54% from the field and 3-3 from the free throw line. Jalen Wells, I hope he's not on your roster. He shot 14%. Ugh. For 2 points? Yeah, man. Drop him immediately, please. Jock Landale, someone you might want to consider rest of the season because we don't know what's going on with Zach Edey. It really could just be barbecue chicken for him. And if that's the case, you could roster Jock Landale. He's not like a must. He's not like a guy who's like, oh, he is putting up great 12-team value. He has his moments, but he also has his down games as well. 6 points, 5 rebounds, a steal and a block, 1 triple, 1 assist. He only shot 3 times. 1-3 from the field. He did play 29, almost 30 minutes, which is good, but it just was not a good shooting game for him. And that's pretty much it. You had 10 points and 4 assists from Vince Williams off the bench. We'll go ahead and check on the Orlando Magic. Like I said, we had some returns. Franz Wagner played in his home country. That is dope to see. He had 18-9-2 with 3 triples, 6-16 from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line in 26 minutes. He's going to ramp up. He's going to do more. He already got 16 shots. That's a lot. So don't worry. Just give him some time to get his footing again. Big game for Paolo Banchero. And he shot good from both the free throw line and the field. Wow. Wow, that actually makes me happy. 26 and 13, big double-double, 4 assists, 4 triples, 4 steals. Jeez. 56 from the field and 4-4 from the free throw line. That's a banger game, man. You just got to take that. That is beautiful to see. Wendell Carter Jr. return. No more Goga. I know. 9.6 rebounds, 3 assists and a block and 1 triple. Like I said, this is one of those back-end centers. I said this every time. He just like kind of cruises. He does his thing. Anthony Black. Yeah, we got to kind of talk about Anthony Black, man. What is this? At first, I'll be honest with you. At first, I really thought it was, oh, he's having a hot streak. He's feeling it. He's got all this extra usage. He's like balling out, taking advantage of the opportunity. I'm starting to think it's a breakout. I'm really starting to think it's a breakout, and he's figured it out. Now, I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be this good all every time. You're not going to get 21, 6, and 7 with a steal and 4 triples every night. No. There's 2 things you have to consider here. We still don't have Jalen Suggs, who is obviously starting. Jalen Suggs is probably the most important player on this team as far as the energy and the defense and everything that he brings. And Franz is going to ramp up and do more, which is also going to give Anthony Black, it's going to get a hit to Anthony Black. But to be fair, he's playing better than Desmond Bane. Not just because of you looking at the stat sheet, but if you watch the game, dude, he's playing better than Desmond Bane. I think he will move to the bench, but I think he's got a role, man. You just hold this and enjoy it. Enjoy it. He shot 53% from the field, 33% from the free throw line. It's absolutely cooking right now. And he had a crazy dunk where he dunked on the whole team, basically. I think it was 4 of the 5. Hey, man. Crazy plot armor. You got to see it when it's happening. He is absolutely breaking out. I love to see that. Speaking of Desmond Bane, he had 13, 4, and 5 with 2 blocks. I like the 2 blocks, 1 triple. This is a rough 38% from the field and 2-3 from the free throw line. He's going to take a hit with everyone back, and he's going to fall back to like that top 80 range. But he's going to be fine. He's not going to really hurt you. He's going to be like the new Tobias Harris. He's just there. And there's nothing wrong with that, really. There's nothing wrong with that. Off the bench, you had like 8 points and 4 steals from Tristan Da Silva. That's pretty solid. You don't need to be rostering him except deeper formats. Mo Wagner, like I said, got to play in his home country. He had 14 minutes and has 7 points, 4 rebounds. That's cool. That's dope. You don't need to roster him except deeper leagues. I don't think he's going to roll into that big minute role, especially when they still have Goga. He's just kind of like a little lightning shock off the bench whenever they need it. And yet 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 block from Noah Pinda, who was getting big minutes, but Franz Wagner's back. What do you know? Good game from the Orlando Magic. I believe these two play an early game in London. Am I right? I think in 2 days. It's like 9 p.m. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. 9 a.m. my time on the West Coast. So that's like 12 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, man. He's traveling and hooping. What a life. Next game of the day. This is fun. We had somebody returning this one. Welcome back, Jalen Duren. Wow, man, look at this. 108-105 over the Phoenix Suns. I got a chance to watch a little bit of it. Like, I think they were getting cooked, and then the Suns, like, made a rally. But the Pistons were able to finish it off. We'll go ahead and check on what happened over here on the Phoenix Suns side. There was no Devin Booker. He did not play. I don't know if it's a long-term thing, but he did not play in this one. So guess who moved into the starting lineup? Grayson Allen. And guess who balled out? Grayson Allen. Whatever you do, you just don't bet against Grayson Allen. 33 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 7 triples, 44% from the field, a high volume. He took 20 shots. Dog. Grayson Allen took 25 shots. That's absurd. And 4-4 from the free throw line. Although, to be fair, I think I'd rather him take the shots than Dylan Brooks. I'm just going to be honest with you. Good game. Huge game. I think he's ramped up. I hope you held in, like, if not, if he's still in your waiver wire for some odd reason, go grab him. Like, you could pause the podcast right now if you're listening to it, like, later. If you're live, I just pick up my phone and go grab this man. Please. Immediately. Colin Gillespie stayed in the starting lineup. Like I said, there was no Devin Booker. He played a good amount of minutes, and that's good. By the way, Grayson Allen played 30. He's still ramping up. There's more to this. Probably not as many shots, but he's going to be doing more, which is really dope. Colin Gillespie. So since he was no Denberger, we can't really know what happened to what was going to happen to Colin Gillespie, given the fact that there was no Devin Booker, because I think he would have been the one to move to the bench eventually, especially with Jalen Green, who's probably about a week out. So that's still something you want to consider. Either way, you start him here, no Devin Booker. Colin Gillespie got a chance to run wild. 18-2-6 with two steals, four triples, 60% from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. Thank you, Colin Gillespie. I'll take that. Mark Williams got cooked, man. I'm going to be real. They're like bullies. Isaiah Stewart and Jalen Duren, he just kind of got bullied. But he did kind of get some payback on defense. 5.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 4 blocks. You know, it's like mid and good at the same time. 50% from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Cool. It's just good. He only played 22 minutes. He had early game foul trouble. He just got destroyed, man. It's hard. It's hard fighting against those dudes. They're like big. They have big shoulders, and they're like mean. Like, what do you do? Dylan Brooks, 16 points and 2 triples on 16 shots. Dude, he had 4 of them. He had 25% of his shots. He made it up at the free throw line 6-7. Like I said, you don't have to roster this dude. He scores. And sometimes he'll get some steals. And sometimes he'll score really well. And people, the first thing they see in fantasy, they see big scoring. And they're like, oh my God, I have to have this guy. But what else does he do? You don't have to roster him. Royce O'Neal, nice way. He had a pretty solid bounce back game. Not still his best shooting night, and he kind of like quietly cooked your free throw. But he gave you 11-7-7 with 3 triples, and I think that is a little bit valuable. He should be rostered. Jordan Goodwin, always a good stream if you know some of the guards are going to be out. 7 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. Cool. Who cares about the percentages at that point? 37% on 8 shots, fine, whatever. And he had 1-2 from the free throw line. I think you can forgive him for that. And lastly, you had 10 points and 6. Is that 6 steals? You had 10 points and 6 steals from Osei Igudala? Whoa. Crazy enough, he played more minutes than Mark Williams. And sometimes we've been seeing Osei Igudala getting more time than Mark Williams as they go to him to kind of get a different look on the floor. It's still concerning that they're doing that. I mean, you would think Mark Williams would be the guy, but they still run Igudala out there. Igudala's more of a deeper league guy still. You're not going to get this game where he all of a sudden is getting 6 steals all the time. But that is good. He also gave you a block on 50% from the field, but 2-5 from the free throw line. Something interesting, like I said, deeper leagues only, but it's still interesting to watch that minute split, and I would keep an eye on that moving forward. We'll go ahead and check on the Pistons. Like I said, Jalen Duren back, big game. Welcome back, dude. Welcome back. He's only like 22, bro. 16-18 with 2 blocks, 2 assists, 8-13 from the field. He misses only free throw. Who cares? Big numbers. We love that. Duncan Robinson does what he does. He shoots the basketball. That's all he did. 19 points. Oh, he gave you a block with 1 rebound, 58% from the field, 4 triples. Not a good free throw night. He is a good free throw shooter. It just didn't work. This is a good game. I like this game from Tobias Harris. Is it time to go grab Tobias Harris again? Am I really saying that? 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, 54% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. This is kind of what you wanted. He also had like a high steal rate towards the end of the season last year with the Detroit Pistons. You want to trust it, but like, man, dude, it was so bad. Maybe you'll figure it out. Maybe that's someone you might want to consider grabbing right now in fantasy if he is in your waiver wire. Asar Thompson had 5 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. And 2-6 shooting, and his minutes got jerked around. He had a bit of foul trouble. It's been rough sailing for Asar Thompson. He just, like, sometimes he has his games, and he's giving you, like, 6 defensive stats, and other times you get this. At least he didn't absolutely destroy your free throw. He had 1-2. So kind of got to count your losses here. Cade Cunningham, not his best game either. 10 points and 11 dimes with a block. He had 3. He shot 3-16, bro. That's terrible. And 4-9 from the free throw line. Oh, he just didn't care about you today. That's crazy. That's a crazy game. You can literally just forget about it. He's Cade Cunningham. He's been excellent all year. He's been like a first rounder in a regular 9 cat. So imagine he's better than that in 8 cat. Just got to chalk it to the game, man. Chalk it to the game. You had 11 points and 9 rebounds from Ron Holland. That's dope. 15 points from good old Jaden Ivey in 16 minutes. Wow, he got a little hot. Yeah, he did. Yeah, 6-8 shooting from the field, 3 triples, 2 rebounds. That's cool for that. I still don't think you need to roster him in 12-team leagues, although I know people like the idea of Jaden Ivey balling. And a random 2 points and 2 steals from Caris LeVert. Good stuff from the number one team in the East. Detroit basketball. Next game of the day, we check in on the Celtics. Anthony Seidman's masterclass game over the Miami Heat, 119-114. We'll go ahead and check on the Heat first. And, dude, yeah, I don't know. It sucks because I think they do need to play Kelo Ware more. And I never try and get in coaches' heads. And, like, I'm not the one that watches, like, the Heat all the time, nor am I a Heat fan, so I don't get a chance to pay as much attention to them. But they lost the rebounding battle in this game. And guess who's on the bench that averages 11 rebounds? We'll talk about Kelo Ware, 3 points, five rebounds, one triple on 20% from the field in 8 minutes. He played 8 minutes. And you know what's crazy? Usually he plays all the minutes that Bam doesn't. He didn't even do that. Bam played 33, which means he should have got 15. He got 8. It's bad. And, like, I saw, like, a little bit of a press conference with Spo, and Spo's talking about, like, yeah, he's moving in the wrong directions of stacking games. He's, like, he was having, like, a couple weeks back when he was putting up all those crazy numbers. He was stacking up good game after good game after good game, and now he said he's moving in the the wrong direction. I don't know, man. It sucks. I with all of your power, I would hold Kelo Ware with everything that you have. It's going to be extremely hard, and you're going to see stuff like this, and you're going to want to emotionally drop. And I understand, because I have him in, like, one league, and I'm like, dude, this is just, it's so sad. But I think you just got to hold here, and you just got to endure it. And if something breaks his way, you'll be happy you held. We'll go ahead and check on the starters. 22-2-3 with three steals and a block from Tyler Hero. I like the defensive stats, four triples. There we go. I was like, dude, you're a good, like, three-point shooter. Where are they? They're not, like, coming in bunches. But now they're starting to come in bunches, which is good. 60% from the field, a little too high, but he's playing better. Bam Adebayo had 22-4-5 with three triples. 42%. He had 19 shots. Wow. I don't know if you want Bam taking 19 of them. 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He is playing better too, which is good. And we knew that when Ware was not going to be in starting lineup, Bam was going to be able to cook. Andrew Wiggins has 16-8-4, three triples, 50% from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Just good old Andrew Wiggins, man. He's like in the like top 70 range. Bro's just coasting. Maybe he's the new Tobias Harris. Maybe. Maybe. Pelle Larsen moves this the starting lineup in place of Davion Mitchell, who had a shoulder injury. I don't know how long term that is, but I know that they go to Pelle Larsen first. 7 points, three rebounds, two assists, 2 of 6 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Sometimes he has these games and he looks like a 12-team guy, but I really think he's just deeper leagues, to be real with you. And Norman Powell, like I said, I don't think you just got to sell. You just got to keep this dude, man. He just never stops hooping. 26-3-2, one steal, one triple, 10 of 15 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. I thought it would slow down. I did. I said it. I said it multiple times. It hasn't. It hasn't. He's just in his prime at like age 33. Wow. Kasper Zekichonis, shout out the rookie, 12-5-8. Nice numbers, three triples, 3 of 4 from the field. He had hot shooting all around, 3 of 4, 3 of 4, 3 of 4. That's crazy. Crazy. Two of the percentage are actually like really good, and one of them is like, but that's good. Interesting. I think that he might not get that many minutes, of course, when Davion Mitchell comes back, because then it'll be like Pelle Larsen will get the minutes off the bench and it'll trickle down. But the sad thing is Ware, man. We don't know what to do with Ware, man. It's a little sad. Go ahead and check on the Celtics and see what happened here. And yes, man, Anthony Simons had a masterclass off the bench. 34 minutes, 39 points. Bro, wow. 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 7 triples, 46%, 13 of 28. They gave him 28. He took 28 shots. He took more shots than Jaylen Brown. Oh, my God. And 6 of 6 from the free throw line. I don't think they want them. They don't want him here. But he's doing stuff like that. And Anthony Simons can ball. I don't know if he gets moved to the trade deadline. They might just keep him. They're like second or third in the East. They're just rolling, man. They're just gonna hold. We'll check on the starters, of course. Jaylen Brown, 27, 7 rebounds. That's kind of actually pretty empty for him as of recent. 2 triples, not a good shooting night. 9 of 24. But he did shoot 7 of 7 from the free throw line, which is good because he's not the best free throw shooter. Sam Hauser, 17 points. He's still hot. 3 triples, 54%. You know what to do with him. He gave you 3 rebounds and 3 assists and a steal, though. That's kind of nice. Nemias Keita, 9 points, 9 rebounds, still in the box. Just solid backhand center. I think he's still probably my favorite one. He only played 19 minutes, and that's not good. That means he's putting minutes with Luka Garza. And yes, just as I look at this stat sheet, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 triple, 50% from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for Luka Garza in 27 minutes. It's annoying. I know. It's funny. It says 27-60, which means he played 28 on the dot. That's annoying. It's very annoying. You'd hold Kata, though. Just make sure you hold Kata. Derek White absolutely stunk, bro. This is a stinker. 8.6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks. Sure could, but he shot 14% from the field. He made it up for free throws. You can maybe it's not as bad as a stinker. Peyton Pritchard might have had the stinker. 2 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists is nice. Steal blocks, good, but 1 of 4. He took 4 shots, and he missed 3 of them. We don't know why, because Anthony Simons took 28, and a majority of them, especially all them triples, went in. I guess it's, you know, helps the team. Sucks for Peyton Pritchard, but it is good for the team and Anthony Simons. Good dub from these guys, man. They're rolling. I don't know. Maybe the Celtics are just a good organization and good at basketball. Next game of the day, the OKC Thunder. They're back and moving. They're back and rolling. 111-91 over the Houston Rockets. To be fair, I think from a mental aspect, that went over the San Antonio Spurs kind of kicked them right back in the gear. And that's what they needed to see. They needed to see that they could beat those guys, and they're back and rolling. We'll go ahead and check on the Houston Rockets. KD, just, man, that's a huge shooting night for KD. You know that's a bad night if KD's shooting 30%. That is not normal. It's 19.7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 30% from the field, 7 of 23. Yeah. But he did hit all of his free throws. You can really, like, throw this one in the trash. It's okay. Like, he did everything else for you, and you know KD's not that bad of a shooter. Jabari Smith Jr. might be, though. Maybe 17-10, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, 3 triples, 33%, 5 of 15, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He'd had a couple of games with some free throw trouble. It's good to see that. And he gave you a full line, man. Like I said, he probably sits around that 110 range. And I mean, you probably want to hold him in 12 team leagues. Alperen Sengun, he had trouble dealing with some of their bigs. 14-13-5 with the block. That's solid. 7 of 15 from the field. Not his best game, but it wasn't a bad one. It was just kind of in the middle. Kind of as like a floor game, you know? Amen Thompson, who had been absolutely rolling, he finally cooled off in this one. They probably locked him down. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but this is definitely not Amen Thompson-esque as of late. 13 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. 4 of 16 from the field. He shot 25% on high volume. And then he was like, no, I'm just going to kill your free throws too with 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Thanks, brother. Very thoughtful of you. Steven Adams has 6 points, 11 rebounds off the bench. You know what he's good for, just good old rebounds. And you had 7 points from Reed Shepard. Dude, if you wanted to drop Reed Shepard, I understand. They got JD Davidson, which, I mean, like, I'm going to be real. I probably heard about him for the first time last week. Who's getting more minutes than Reed Shepard? JD Davidson had 5 points and a block, by the way. Am I right? 5 points and a block? Yes, 5 points and a block. Yeah. And Reed Shepard had 19 minutes. He had 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple on 30% 3-10 shooting. It's rough, dude. And it's honestly a little sad. This reminds me of when, like, Ime Udoka used to pick on Alperen Sengun. When he was just like a defensive liability. I mean, it worked long term. Like, Sengun's crazy now, but it's hard. It's hard to deal with this. And if you find someone better that's like sitting on your waiver wire, I totally understand. Yeah, but of course, if you have the ability to hold, you always hold. We'll go ahead and check on the Thunder. What happened over here? Shea got 20 points even. Ooh, he almost broke the streak. 20 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, 1 triple. 55% from the field with 7-8 from the free throw line. Cool. It's just like not his best game, but like it was enough to get it done. And I think that's what matters more so in real life terms. Good game from Chet. I love this from Chet. 18-9, 2 steals, 4 blocks, 2 triples, 78% from the field. That's a banger game from Chet. Wow. That's nice. Really good. Really good. 2-3 from the free throw. 2-3 from the free throw line too. Not too bad. You can excuse him for that other free throw. Rough shooting from Jalen Williams. I feel like Jalen Williams has not been able to get it together from the like beginning of the season injury to like all the stuff he's saying in press conferences. It just sounds like he's a little cocky right now, a little arrogant, and he has his moments, but this has not been good sailings, especially if you took him in the second round. That was probably not where you should have took him. Third round, like, minimum based on him just being out, and it has not been able to get together all at once. It's just he can't put it all together. 6 points, 5 rebounds, 10 dimes, cool, with the block, But he said, I'm also going to shoot 19% from the field for you. You just got to hold. I mean, of course, I still think it's a little bit of a buy low. Like, he's not going to be this bad. And maybe it clicks closer to fantasy playoffs, but it's been a little rough sailing, not going to lie. Lu Dort returned. He had 13 points and 3 rebounds and 3 triples on 63% from the field. Good shooting night for him. But he played 20 minutes, and that's probably good for him, with one block, because you just don't want him hurting people on the court. Aaron Wiggins is still in the starting lineup, by the way. That is in place of no case and Wallace starting this time. And they're still waiting on good old Isaiah Hartenstein. Is he alive? I wonder. 5 points and 5 rebounds with a steal for Aaron Wiggins. 1 triple, 25% from the field. Not a good shooting night. Deeper leagues only. We'll check the bench. Alex Caruso, he filled the stat sheet in his 18 minutes because that's what he does. And, of course, if he got like 25, 26, we grab him everywhere. 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 1 dribble. Jeez. 28% from the field. He only took 7 shots. That's okay. Cason Wallace had 8 points and 3 rebounds and 2 dribbles. Cool. That's all I need. He gave me 2 assists and 3 rebounds. Or I'm sorry, 3 steals and 3 rebounds. That's all you need. That's all you need. Steals specialists. A.J. Mitchell. Excuse me, guys. I apologize. A.J. Mitchell probably I would like to see him start, but I understand having him as a guy off the bench. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal in the block, 3 triples on 70%. This needs to be rostered. Dude's like top 60. Crazy, right? Just needs to be rostered. He's hooping. He's a baller. He's a baller. And they found another one. I don't know, man. They got a factory. Either way, good win for the OKC Thunder. They're rolling again. We'll talk about some fun stats later on because we got some other fun games to talk about. But they're cooking, man. They're cooking again. Fire Doc Rivers. That's my first statement before we even hop into this game. Fire Doc Rivers. Yeah, he's kind of a bad coach. The Milwaukee Bucks, they talk about a team that's like really in strife. It's the Milwaukee Bucks. There's another team that we'll talk about that's really in strife. It's the beginning of strife. It's not like full-blown strife. This is full-blown strife. San Antonio Spurs went at 119-101 over the Milwaukee Bucks. This is just bad, bro. Giannis, 21-5-1 with 2 steals. Dude, that is a terrible game for Giannis. He played 22 minutes. This is real barbecue chicken. Was it barbecue chicken like that? The score doesn't look like it's like it's partial barbecue chicken. It probably was. 22 minutes from Giannis. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. 1 dribble. 58% from the field, 69 from the free throw line. That's terrible for Giannis. That's terrible. Miles Turner. I was just talking to some friends about it today. Miles Turner is probably on the short list for draft bust of the season, and it's just so sad. Even like, sure, you can understand that the increased production last season was probably because of Tyrese Halliburton. I mean, you have this elite passer passing you the ball. But, dude, this is just – what is this? 5 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, no blocks, 1 triple, 29% from the field. That's all he gave you. Disappointing. Ryan Rollins is still on a shooting slump, and I think you can buy low on Ryan Rollins still while you have a chance. 6 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple, 25% from the field, 1 or 2 from the free throw line. What's always good is that you see him do all the rest of the peripherals. He just shot bad. He only got 8 shots too, which is like, oh God, this is all bad around. Talk about stinkers. Dude, Kevin Porter almost had a Tony Snell. 0 points. He shot 9 shots, missed all of them. 1 rebound, 2 assists. That's all they gave you. Oh, he gave you a turnover. Technically, that counts in the line. Ooh, that's pretty rough. That's a bad cool-off. He'll be better than that, though. Just act like the game never happened and you move on. Then you had Kyle Kuzma off the bench taking 17 shots. This is how you know his game. This is awful, man. 18 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 5 triples, 6-17 from the field for Kyle Kuzma. Okay. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal for Bobby Portis. In this 20 minutes, he gave you 3 triples to go along with that. Still think he was a deeper league guy. Had a good shooting night, 63% from the field. And you had 7 points from, like, Cole Anthony. Yeah, they were playing everybody. This is real barbecue chicken, man. They played everybody. This is a bad game. We're going to check about the San Antonio Spurs. San Antonio Spurs, Victor Wembanyama in the starting lineup. He had a little bit of a knee scare. He had a knee... I think he clashed knees with Giannis, but he came back. He only played 21 minutes, and he had 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks with 5 triples, and 58% from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line in those 21 minutes. Absolutely crazy. I just hope this dude stays healthy long term. Like, we're going to see the most bizarre stat lines in the future. It just all depends on him being healthy, man, and keeping that lanky body of his together. Julian Champagne still in a starting lineup. 13 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples. Nice. 3-6 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Needs to be on rosters right now. Steph Castle, good, nice 19-10 double-double from him. Love that. He only had 1 assist, 1 rebound, which is odd for him. 1 triple, but I love these percentages. Whoa, who is this guy? 67% from the field, 69 shooting, and 66 from the free throw line. Well then, okay. De'Aaron Fox, like I said, man, he's more of a top 60 player this year. Maybe top 70, bro. This is sad. 18, 4-4 with 3 triples, 60% from the field, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Man, they're not looking to develop De'Aaron Fox. He's just there when needed. That's how you have to look at him this year. Yeah, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist from Luke Kornet. Perfection from the field for him. The good deeper league center. If you just need a good field goal guy, you can roster him in 12 team leagues. Dylan Harper, 13, 4, and 5. He had 13 shots off the bench. As I'm telling you, they're working on development more than they are buffing De'Aaron Fox stats. Just gotta get used to it. 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 6 of 13 from the field goal. Or from the field, technically, not from the field goal. That is his field goal, if you'd like me to clarify. Kelvin Johnson had 7 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 triple. He just didn't shoot that well. He only took 3 shots, though, and 4-4 from the free throw line. Oh, by the way, him and Wimby, did they show it? Hey, bald guys. And Kelvin Johnson's also bald, too. Kind of interesting. It's funny. If you guys get a chance, look it up. But that was pretty much it from those guys. They handled these dudes. It didn't even seem like they really needed to do much. You had that banger game from Wimby in that little bit of time period, and they will be just fine. Like the Spurs' future, man, it's going to be really bright. We got 4 more games to go really quick. If you are watching on the Fantasy NBA Today feed, which is, of course, with Doc and Brew, the GOATs, the fantasy legends, and you like what you're hearing from the Box Score Breakdown site with me and William Miss Bill, make sure you give him a follow on Twitter. Make sure you like, smash the like button, subscribe, follow, wherever you find this at. Connect with us, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Twitter, wherever else. If we're on some like random channel, I still haven't heard yet, but if we are, let me know. And we will bring you all the action Monday through Friday, right after the games, talk about everything that's happened, trends, injuries, all that. So you are up to date on all of the fantasy news. Because personally, I like having you guys around. It makes me happy. All right, 4 more games and we are out of here. Loving this. This is, I feel like it's going pretty fast. Yeah, man, the Jazz said everybody again. I mean, the Mavs aren't necessarily good. Makes sense. They're going to play the guys with the good teams and then they play the bad teams. Development. Oh, he's illness. He's sick out of nowhere. Oh, his toe hurts, you know? The Dallas Mavs, though, they win it 144-122. Dude, you had a Klay Thompson masterclass. We'll talk about it in a little bit. So they kind of rolled out the same starting lineup. Double checking. Yes, Cole started. Filipowski started. I think it was the same starting lineup as last game. Keontae George is still young, so they're still playing him. 17-3-3 with 1 steal, 1 triple, 54% from the field. He only took 11 shots. Maybe that's something to indicate, like he's not going to be doing as much when it's these type of games. And 4-4 from the free throw line, because dudes, honestly, like, Keontae George is probably, like, one of the top dudes for MIP, and he's probably, like, one of the biggest draft day wins you could have got. He's been balling, so don't worry about it. Of course, when they have the more competitive games, he goes crazy. Isaiah Coley in a starting lineup. Love this from him. 10 points, 12 dimes, 5 rebounds, 1 steal. Not the best shooting night, 36% on 11 shots, but he did get 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Good, man. If they're playing him more, I mean, you could start counting double-doubles. Easy. Filipowski, like, balled last game and then just, like, crapped the bed. 8 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal on 38%. He gave you a triple. And he hit his only free throw, but that's still not good. Cody Williams, 13.6 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 triple, 50% from the field. Solid, deeper leagues, man. Like, we don't have to do this. And 8 base Bailey, nice full line from him. He's probably going to get to explode closer to when silly season hits. 15-5-3 with 2 steals and 2 blocks, 1 triple, 40% from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cool, nice. Of course you got the bench guys. We'll check on Bryce Sensabaugh, who had that 43 burger like literally yesterday. 27 points, man. He followed up with another big scoring game. That's pretty impressive. 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 triples, 67% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. I do warn you, you probably shouldn't just go and run and grab this guy. One, you're not going to get these two games back. Two, marketing probably could play in the next one if the opponent is competitive. So you always got to think about that. If you're somewhere you can stash him, sure. If it's a deeper league, absolutely. But like, don't expect to grab Bryce Sensabaugh and dude's going to all of a sudden be putting up all these big numbers for you. Not just yet. Wow, you had 26 minutes from Kyle Anderson? He gave you 12, 6, and 6 with a steal in the block with a triple? Oh, this is a real slow, like a super real slow-mo line. 71% from the field and 17% from the free throw line. Yeah, that's classic slow-mo. That's funny. Walter Clayton had 15 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 45 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. He's also a guy you can look at during deeper leagues, or in deeper leagues now, but also during silly season. Just keep an eye on him. I feel bad, man, because Taylor Hendricks, I thought, was going to actually be able to do something this season. It's just bad. 5 points, 3 rebounds, assist, steal, block, triple, 2-6 from the field. It's not his year. We'll go ahead and check on the Mavs and see what happened on this side of the field. Yeah, dog. Klay Thompson had to do it for one time. I think with this game, too, he passed Damian Lillard for 4th all-time in three-pointers, which is so funny because Damian Lillard is technically still active. He's just hurt for the year. So they'll be going back and forth to get that 4th-place spot up until they reach, like, who's next? Is it Ray Allen? I think Ray Allen might be next. Maybe Reggie Miller, one of those. They're gonna try and, like, surpass one of those guys, which is so funny. Klay Thompson, 26 points, 1 rebound, 6 dimes. Oh, what was happening? A steal and a block, 6 triples? Dude, it's kind of funny. He did all this in 23 minutes, by the way. 10 of 18 from the field. Wow. Well, then. Okay, Klay Thompson. He's eating good with Megan Thee Stallion. She's feeding him some good food. He's feeling great. Love that. Ryan Nennard, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 10 dimes. Love the fact that he can get the dimes, but Brandon Williams is kind of, he's doing that minute splits thing, and technically Brandon Williams has been playing better. Brandon Williams at 18, 2, and 3 with the block. 88% from the field and 4-6 from the free throw line. I think if you want to roster them both, sure. I think you're probably locking up your spots on your roster, though. So maybe just like Brandon Williams is probably the one you want to hold in that case. Jaden Hardy got the start. That's nice. 19 points and 5 assists with 4 triples. 33% from the field is not good, but 5 or 6 in the free throw line, we'll take that. That's solid. He's a good scorer when he gets the opportunity. Dwight Powell is starting because Daniel Gafford is just as hurt as Anthony Davis. Crazy as enough, right? Just, I don't know, man. All these centers got cooked this year. 6.7 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Nice. 3 or 4 from the field. But Musa Cisse off the bench got the same amount of time and gave you 10 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks. On perfection from the field and 2 or 3 from the free throw line. I mean, in deeper leagues, if it's going to be like an even minute split, man, it can go either way. I think Cisse might be the better permanent production, but Dwight Powell is just going to be like pure safety. Of course, the guy you really want to roster is Najee Marshall. When he gets to do stuff, he goes crazy. 22, 6, and 4 with 3 steals, 2 triples, 60% from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Good old Najee Marshall. You can count on him. Also, Caleb Martin's balling. But I honestly, to be fair with you, I forgot he was on this team. He was part of that. He's part of one of these trades. He's here. Oh, he was the Quentin Grimes trade. Ah, I remember it. And he's here. And he gave you 14, 5, and 6 with 3 steals and 2 triples on 75%. We're not counting on that shooting. But if these guys are missing games, we don't know how long Flag's going to be out. I don't think it's going to be long term. But if Flag's out for a long time, you might want to look at streaming Caleb Martin, man. I would have never thought I would have said that in big 2026, but I did. And lastly, Jeremiah Robinson Earl had 12.7 rebounds and 2 steals and 2 dribbles on 63% from the field in his 21 minutes. We'll look to see if Flag comes back. We know AD's not coming back. PJ also should be back. That should also kill the opportunity for Caleb Martin. And keep an eye on that Dwight Powell, Musa Cisse split. Yeah, this is the other team. I was waiting for it. The other team that is in slight strife. The strife is it's here, and we got to talk about it. The Portland Trail Blazers win 117-101 over the Atlanta Hawks, and this team is getting CJ McCollum. That's the best way I can put it. CJ McCollum is getting a bunch of shots. He's like trying to be the main ball handler. They're taking the ball technically out of Jalen Johnson's hand, and everything was just fine. everything was just fine. You want to know how we know? Because we saw it for weeks. Everything was going just well. And all of a sudden, CJ McCollum gets on the team, and he does what CJ McCollum does. CJ McCollum had 20 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and still in the block, 1 triple, 40% from the field, and 7 of 11 from the free throw. Bro, that's high volume. And that, come on, dude. Come on, CJ. I don't know, man. Everyone's like, oh, showcase for a trade? I don't even know. I don't even think it's a real thing. It's just like Quinn Snyder's got to see that this is killing their team. It's killing their team. Onyeka Okongwu survived the madness. He had 26 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. Big game. 5 triples, 10 of 21 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. If you drafted him, dude, he's like a top 40 player, inching his way towards the top 30. It's a draft day win, man. I mean, you just had to bet against Kristaps Porzingis. That's all you had to do. Jalen Johnson, sad. Jalen Johnson, the best player on your team, took 9 shots. 12, 11, and 6. 4 of 9 from the field, 4 from the free throw line. And he gave you 6 turnovers. This is a rough night, dude. That's just very tragic. Vic Krejci had 8 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 1 block with 2 triples in his 20 minutes. He's just kind of filling that role. And honestly, he's kind of playing the 20 minutes that Ricochet would play. So we'll just wait on Ricochet to come back and fill that. You do not need to roster Vic Krejci unless you're in deeper leagues. You had 10 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal on 56% shooting from Dyson Daniels. I mean, dude, it's affecting everybody, to be real with you. And 11, 6, and 7, I like the counting stats, 1 steal, 2 triples on 33% from Nikhil Alexander Walker. He also shot 5 or 6 from the free throw line. Dude, it's sad. It's sad that that's happening. I mean, it's clear as day. I don't know. I hope this is not the case long term. By the way, Mo Gay had 6 points, 2 steals, 1 block, and 2 triples in his 21 minutes. We'll go ahead and check on the Portland Trailblazers. No Denny Abdia, no problem. Jrue Holiday moved back into the starting lineup, and Jeremy Grant returned. Jeremy Grant is back. We'll start with Jeremy Grant. He came back. 16 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 1 triple, 4 of 9 from the field, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Pick him up. If he is in your waiver wire, you pick him up. Figure it out later. Jrue Holiday, still playing low minutes. They're just trying to manage him. I mean, he's an unk now, man. He's an old man. So they're trying to make sure he don't ping anything anymore. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 1 triple, 5 of 11 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He'll get better. Do not worry. Big game from Shaedon Sharpe, man. I'm a Shaedon Sharpe believer. 24, 9, and 5 with 2 steals. I like a big counting stats. That's what everybody worries about. Like, dude, you're just an empty scorer. Oh, maybe now, not in the future, maybe. 2 triples, 53% from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Good stuff, Shaedon Sharpe. Donovan Clingan at 9 points, 12 rebounds. Rough shooting from both percentages. He gave up on basketball for you today. I apologize. 3 of 8 from the field, 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Ouch, hurts. Timani Kamara, I just can't, like, bro. Oh, get it together, man. Please. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 triple, 33% from the field on 15 shots. It's just not there yet. Sissoko started 6 points and 1 steal with 2 triples on 2 of 7 shooting. That's just the placeholder for Denny Abdia when he gets back. Caleb Love off the bench. Nice game from him. Definitely, I think you might want to still have money rosters in deeper league. We're still ramping up Jrue Holiday, of course. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 triples, 5 of 12 from the field. Cool. Good stuff from him. And if you ever just need a center who's just going to show up for you, it's always Rob Williams. He doesn't need a lot of time because he's a time lord. 6 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks on 75%. Thank you, my good man. We still appreciate your service. And Ryan Bouper had 13 points and 3 steals in 16 minutes. It looked bad. I got a chance to watch like the third, the fourth quarter in this game. It looked bad. They're going to realize CJ McCollum's the problem very soon. And I think he might still get moved. If not, it's going to be a rough rest of the season. Last two games of the day. This is exciting. No Jalen Brunson. He's hurt, but he's day-to-day, which is good. But, of course, you don't have the captain, and the Golden State Warriors beat you 126-113. We'll go ahead and check on the Knicks. Miles McBride, of course, we thought he would be the one that would start, and, dude, he cooked. 25-3-6, six triples, 9-16 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. I always tell you, you're gonna chase, you're not gonna get this game. But if you've been paying attention to Deuce McBride, dude's been 12-team eligible for like the last 2 weeks. He could have been rostered way before this. I have him in a couple of leagues. I just picked him up in like another one. Like, yeah, dude, just hold. Even when Jalen Brunson comes back, he's still good for 30 minutes and about like 13 shots. He can shoot, man. He can shoot, and he's a very good impact player on the court. So I would definitely grab Deuce if he's still sitting there on your waiver wire. We'll check on the rest of the starters. Thank you, Cat, bro. Like, can you hoop? We just want Cat to hoop, guys. Not the best shooting night, but dude, 17 and 20, beautiful double-double. That's what we want. Two assists, one steal, one block, two triples, 42% from the field, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Just better, dude. Like, just be Cat, man. Like, be Cat. Also, to be fair, his shots are usually down when Jalen Brunson's around because Jalen Brunson's chucking away. Jalen Brunson usually makes a lot of the shots. But he got 14 here. Cat probably needs that. It's like the DeAndre Ayton. I just need some touches, bro, and then I'll start balling. It helps. It makes a difference. I wrote about this yesterday. OG Anunoby decides to go into like Superman mode when there is no Jalen Brunson, and he kind of did it here. 25 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 triple, 50% from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. Nice little 25 burger for him. Simple, light work of the day. Josh Hart just didn't know how to shoot a basketball at all. 5 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists on 14%. He'll be better than that. The minutes are freaking crazy. So that's all you need, and you know he'll be okay. And you have 21 points and 3 assists with 3 triples from Mikal Bridges. No defensive stats there falling off. But he did shoot crazy 82% from the field. Can't trust that one. Maybe like when the shooting goes down, he's like, oh, I suck on offense, so I'm going to get defensive stats. And then that's how it bounces out for you. And lastly, you had 11 points off the bench for Jordan Clarkson. You still only got 11 minutes for Tyler Kolek. Wow. They didn't even really play the dude. That sucks, man. He gave you 5 assists and 2 rebounds. Deeper leagues for sure, always, but like that sucks. We'll go ahead and check on what happened over the Golden State Warriors. Big game from Jimmy, man. Look at this. 34 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple. 64% from the field. Oh, but he had a weird free throw night. 3 of 5. That's definitely not Jimmy Butler. Still, either way, big game. Good to see him have that. Steph Curry, 27-3-7, still on the block. 4 triples, 58 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Just a good old first rounder. He's doing that. Moses Moody got hot. He was cooking. 21.7 triples, 70% from the field. I don't care, but that's good to see. I wouldn't go run and grab him because we know exactly how Moses Moody is. He could go on a run. I could be wrong. But then one day you're going to get that 10% from the field, and you're going to be like, Tim was right. I should have not grabbed him. You had 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists with a triple from Draymond Green. Not his best. He has been pretty solid recently, though. I always say, like, if you had to pick a guy that you could roster on this team, I think it's De'Anthony Melton. De'Anthony Melton did fill the line, but he had a bad shooting night. 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 1 triple, 2 of 8 from the field. He was been around, like, that top 110, top 100 range over the last, like, week and a half, two. I still think you can roster him, just not his best showing. But you did get a hot Brandon Bajemski game. Boy, he was on fire. 19-5-2 with 2 steals, 2 triples, and 89%. Okay. He's feeling himself. The baddies were in the crowd. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Just a good game. Just a game. Just got to give Pods his credit when he has a good game. And that's about it. Nobody else did anything else, which is to be expected. Kuminga might not be on this roster very soon. It just sounds like a horrible situation, to be completely honest. And I think MPJ might. Don't quote me on that. Last game of the day. Ooh, yo, the Charlotte Hornets cooked the Lakers. This is the end score. It was bad. If you watched the game, it was really bad at one point. It was worse than this. 135-117. We'll go ahead and talk about the Lakers first. Lakers are also, they have 5 games in 7 nights. Because they started Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. They have a Saturday, Sunday back-to-back. This is just a rough week. Luckily, they're home for most of it. Luka Doncic, 39-3-4, 6 triples, 58% from the field. But, of course, he can't get both percentages right every time. 3-7 from the free throw line. Like I said, he's going to be around that, like, 8-9 slot. Although he always gets overvalued because it's like, ooh, look at all these rebounds and assists in these big games. And we love it because he's Luka. And he's not necessarily the greatest guy unless you're deciding to do a couple punts to build around in fantasy. more so 9-cat than 8-cat. We'll go ahead and check on LeBron James. Dude, he's hooping, man. This is like, really, to be honest, his first round value from a 41-year-old man. 29-9-6, two steals on the block with three triples, 53 from the field, and 6-7 from the free throw line. It's good to see he has it in the tank. One day we're not going to have this, and I actually might be a little sad. But it's dope to see him put up those numbers. He probably can't wait for all series to get back because he's like, bro, I can't keep doing this. DeAndre Ayton had played 31 minutes. He had 12-6, one rebound. I'm sorry, one assist, one steal, one block, 60% from the field. He had a couple of good games. We can forgive him this one. Cool. You had a down one. Jake LaRavia did a little bit more. 18-3-3 with two steals, three triples, 50% from the field, 5-5 from the free throw line. Good stuff from him. And Marcus Smart, a lot of these guys, by the way, you're holding because they have five games. They still have two more. I would just hold through the week because you already had them. Marcus Smart, 10 points, four rebounds, three assists, two steals, one triple. Not his best shooting night. 33% and 3-4 from the free throw line. And then we had Jaren Vanderbilt, 6 points and five rebounds off the bench. Wow. Now, like I said, Rui Hachimura too. I'm not a big fan of Rui Hachimura. He had 3 points and one rebounds. Like this in general, as far as like rostering and fantasy, if you want to hold, sure. But if he's probably the most expendable, like as far as the 12 team guys, and then like for the deeper league, you can like Gabe Vincent, Jaren Vanderbilt, stuff like that. We'll go ahead and check on the Hornets, last group of guys for the day. And dude, LaMelo Ball cooked him. Like, you know, he does that like one-legged pull-up three. That's just, honestly, I think that's just like his base three. He just couldn't be stopped. 30.6 rebounds, 11 assists, one block, nine triples, bro. Like, it was nasty. Like, he just was feeling it. 50% from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. To be fair, I'm going to be honest, you're not going to believe this stat, but over the past 10 games, the Hornets have the second highest net rating in the league, only behind the current champions, the OKC Thunder. That's how good they've been. It's never a question, I think, of talent with this team. It's just they're never healthy. And now, like, Musa Diabate is kind of, like, filling in his role very well. They also have, like, Ryan Kalkbrenner that they can go to if they need to. His team is better than people think it is. Good game from Brandon Miller. Love this. I'm a big Brandon Miller fan. 26, 2-5, one steal, two blocks, two triples, 48 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Top 40, rest of the way. Like, just enjoy it. Musa Diabate, 8.6 rebounds, two assists. Not his best, but he did all the little things on the court, 80% from the field. Miles Bridges, 25, 8-4. Nice, good shooting from him, 69%, five triples, 2-2 from the free throw line. Colin Knipple, 19-7-4, three triples, 70%, 2-2 from the free throw line. Good stuff from those guys. Now we see kind of like the pecking order kind of filling out less from Colin Knipple. He's still, man, he's still got that like high efficiency, which is really dope to see. That's still, of course, we know that Khan is probably the future. They do have a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. That means you're probably going to get to see LaMelo Ball off the bench. He only played 28 minutes in this one, by the way. He did all in 28 minutes. Crazy. But he's probably going to do that load management off the bench where he plays less so that he can get the both games stay healthy instead of playing high in one, potentially getting injured, and then not playing the other or some games for the next 3 weeks. Ryan Kalkbrenner, by the way, 9.6 rebounds, one assist with 4-6 shooting from the field in 15 minutes. Like I said, right now, technically, Moose is getting the minutes. He's probably the one you want to roster. We know that, like, Kalkbrenner can block with the best of them, but Moose is the one getting 30, and Ryan's getting 15. I mean, that's not 48 minutes. Some is probably some with the Grant Williams a little bit. Moose is winning the minutes battle. So this is the guy you want to roll with. Either way, that's it, guys. That is all nine games. That was absolutely fun slate to talk about. A lot of interesting games. By the way, DeMontis Sabonis back tomorrow. Oh, interesting. I absolutely thank you guys for watching. Of course, I see some comments in the chat. Oh, yes, we know that Luka is a big PRA guy, and that's why people like it. And people love that. People love triple-doubles. People absolutely love triple-doubles. That is just a normal thing. Ooh, triple-double guy, let me grab him. Great for fantasy, but you're going to be risked at your percentages sometimes and definitely the turnovers. I totally agree. And, oh, thank you, ZenRag101, for the breakdown. I appreciate that. I feel like I'm getting a little better at this. It's been an absolute honor to do these guys with you today. I will be with you tomorrow, by the way, so you get me to last time to finish the week. I hope Hardenstein's back next week. That'd be absolutely fantastic. I'm just like holding him in one of my aisles, like, bro, any day now. Like I said, big games Friday. We'll get to talk about Sabonis. Whoa, he's back. And many more fantasy basketball news. Guys, once again, I'm Tim Woodson. Thank you for watching the Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. See you guys tomorrow.